To order the May 13th hearing for the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission hearing. Present today, I'm going to do a quick roll call. Is John Bly here?
He is not.
Okay, no John. Sharon Cayley?
Present.
Helen Pillsbury?
Helen is not here.
Okay. Kirsten Hoffman?
Here.
Perfect. And staff member Nicholas Amarta?
Present.
Okay, so we're at quorum, right, with three?
Correct.
Okay, great. So today the commission will be holding a public hearing to review applications in accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive orders suspending certain provisions of the open law meeting law. We are conducting this meeting online to ensure the public access to deliberations of the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission. The public may access this call through telephone or video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can send in your questions to staff via email at aberdeenacdc@boston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle at Boston Landmarks and using the hashtag, hashtag AB May 13th hearing. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. First item on the agenda today is a violation. The application number is 2109-30, which would be 156 Strathmore Road. The applicant is Francisco Triana. Perfect. Yeah. Sorry, I did my best. Proposed work is the ratification of a violation of deconstruction of a staircase without AACDC or building department approval. Sorry that. So I'm gonna hand it over to the applicant.
Francisco, right before we do that, let's just kind of go over some things here. So this is a violation that we have been notified for this property. So it looks like there were some alterations that were made to the staircase, as well as some pavement in the front of the structure and the removal of some mature trees in the front of the property. So Francisco, if you could just explain to us exactly what happened, and then we'll try to get you on your way as soon as possible and get this resolved and ready to go.
Yes, Dr. Neil Redlener asked me to come and take a look at his staircase because he says that they were kind of rocking, they were loose, and he felt very unsafe. He has some medical conditions, and he also has a dog that has hip issues, and he wanted to know when I could take care of that as soon as possible, since he would have to relocate while I do the construction, the replacement of the treads and the veneer. So when we started pulling out the treads, I've noticed that the actual structure was decaying, and that was the reason why it was falling apart. And immediately I went to get a building permit. I did not know that this house was located in a historic neighborhood. I was not told, and I've never dealt with this before, so I would not know where to find information about historic homes.
Great. Thanks, Francisco. For the record, I'm just gonna reflect that Helen Pillsbury has joined the hearing. I did see her sneak in, so she's here. And Francisco, were you also doing the driveway here for this property?
Yes. So the driveway, he says that the pavement that he had was completely uneven, and he also wanted to have pavers and remove the big bushes that he had and replace them with some nice pine trees.
Great. Okay. Hello. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is that Neil?
It is. I can't seem to get video here.
Okay. Can you see the screen?
I can't see any. All I see is my. Let me see.
The image of your home?
You're still there, right?
Yep.
What's that?
Is this? Can you see the image of your home on the screen right now?
No, I can't see anything.
It's not necessary to see it. It's just a photo of your house. I'm pretty sure you know what it looks like. We'll let the commissioners discuss this, and then we can take appropriate action from there. Commissioners, for your knowledge, actually, let me just bring up the original conditions of the property. Let's see here. Let's do a new share. Okay. So this was the original condition of the property. So not a lot of changes that have happened here, but enough it does fall under our purview. So what I'll say here is that we regulate all landscaping, all pavement surfaces, as well as any architectural changes in the district. Francisco, just for the record, we understand that you weren't aware that this was a historic district, but had you applied for a building permit, the building department automatically tells you that you're in a historic district and that you need to apply before they can issue a permit. So going forward, just know that the second you apply for a building permit, this stuff gets triggered. So you won't have to do digging to find out the work that you're doing in the city of Boston mm-hmm. is in a historic district or not. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Correct, yes.
All right. So with that, I can kind of hand it over to the commissioners. Commissioners, I can, let you know what my recommendations will be, or, you can discuss this with the applicant, but I'll hand it over to you now. You guys there?
Hello? Okay.
Yeah, we're still here, Neil. So I'll
I did everything with the Zoom on my computer, mm-hmm. and then it cut me off. And then asked for some sort of additional ID, which I didn't have. So that's why I'm on phone.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what that is. But there should be a link.
I have no idea.
Yeah. So, all right. So let's break this down by segments here to make it easier. So let's start with the steps. You'll notice on the proposal that the steps were installed with kind of a river stone, which is appropriate for this style of architecture. It also is appropriate because the foundation seems to be a rubble stone foundation. So it certainly does match. So as a staff person, I'm okay with the steps constructed as they are now, because it does appear to be in line with the guidelines. I'll assume that Francisco needs to install a rail.
It was installed today, so Dr. Redliner can move in.
Perfect.
Anytime now.
Good. Okay. And is it just a simple black metal rail, Francisco?
Yeah, we kept exactly the same metal.
Okay.
We just painted it.
Great. Okay. Commissioners, how do we feel about the stairs as they exist today? I can go to the picture if that's helpful to you.
Yeah, with the exception of the grout, which may get lighter over time, I'm quite content with the staircase as it appears. And that's it for answering your question about the stairs.
Great.
There is another feature that I'm a little concerned about, but I'll wait until that comes up in the discussion.
Terrific. Thank you, Sharon.
I'm on the same page with that. I'm very satisfied with the stairs and the way the grout, based on this picture, does kind of jump out at me. But again, it's fresh, so it could be something that is a matter of just how recent it is,
Great.
So I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I agree.
Can I say something? So the reason why it looks dark is because we washed all the dust earlier today. I'm sure this picture was taken either yesterday or today. And you could see the dark grout that you see is because it's still wet. Mm-hmm. Once it's dry, it's going to lighten up.
Great.
Can I ask a question?
Yes,
I agree with the other commissioners' comments and the staff comment. There's a comment that these don't exactly match, but I feel that the stones, even if they're smaller, complementary to the rubble stone of the base, and so therefore it works. But I have a question about like the steps, like where the steps meet the clapboard. Is that going to be filled in more? It seems like there's a gap there. This is more.
Yeah, there's like a wooden piece. There is a wooden fascia that it goes. You mean under the yellow?
Yeah, like the vertical.
Yes, that's still missing. Is there some carpentry? Yes, there is some carpentry that still needs to be done.
Okay.
And that would be part of the carpentry.
Okay, right. Thank you.
Okay. So next up, we'll talk about the trees that were originally there. So these were obviously shrubs that were probably, based on my knowledge of landscaping, maybe about 30 to 40 years old. Neil, can you confirm that, the original trees? Do you know how old they are?
Yeah, they were. They were there when I moved in, which was about 30 some odd years ago, and they have just gotten out of control. I couldn't really get them trimmed down. And it was recommended to me by, a couple of professionals that came that they needed to be either cut down to the ground, but they were very, very thick. Mm-hmm. They became trees almost. They were bushes to begin with when I moved in, and they were lower than the stairs. So, now they grew up over the stairs, and even though I tried to trim them back, they would always get filled with snow, and then the snow would fall on the step. It was like a nightmare.
Yeah.
So when I had some landscaper people, not Franco, but other people had come in, and he and Franco also confirmed that there was no making them reasonable again. They just were out of control.
Yeah.
And, obstructing the stairway.
Yeah. These trees are pretty common in the area. I'm not really mourning their loss, but there should be something substantial that replaces them. I'm sure the commissioners. Go ahead.
Yeah, excuse me. They're Franco put, because I was concerned about that too, because I really liked the way they looked on either side. So he put two pine trees there on either side. So they're gonna, as they continue to grow, they'll be, kind of what the other ones were, which were, there's one on either side, exactly where the other bushes were.
Great. Do you know the species that was planted?
Franco, you know, right?
They're pine dwarfs. So they grow up to 8 feet maximum.
Okay. And commissioners, based on my staff comments, these trees are appropriate. They are a suitable replacement. Of course, we would have probably preferred that the originals were significantly cut back, but the ones that are there will likely grow to fill the space there. And I'm okay with it. So I'll turn this element over to you.
May I make just a couple general comments about landscaping and topography in the Aberdeen district? I just want to point out that the Aberdeen district is one of the few historic districts, I think not just in Boston, but actually in the country, that includes landscape and topography as part of its purview. And that's because we have detached houses here. We think of historic districts as being like Beacon Hill and the South End and Back Bay, where there's usually row houses. But we have the detached houses and open space and a lot of also interesting topography. And there were two main goals in including and preserving the landscaping in this neighborhood. One was to preserve topographic features like the rock outcroppings that doesn't so much exist on this street but in other areas of the neighborhoods. And one of the other main goals was to preserve open space and green space, and specifically to prevent paving over of front yards, which property owners had done, in various places throughout the neighborhood. And so preserving front yards, side yards, and green space, it was the other main goal of the landscape and topography, segment of the district guidelines and district preservation. And I'm making that point because that so much has been altered here, and so much green space has been removed. And to me, that seems like that needs to be remediated.
Gotcha. So I was not aware that there's this little sidewalk entry area that was also paved over. Commissioners, how do we feel about, Helen's comments? She mentioned that, there's a lot of paving now in the front of the property, as well as the side of the property. Do we think it's a little too much?
Let me jump in here. I that was the first thing I noticed, and that's what I wanted to get to when appropriate. I realize it's a matter of perhaps 6 square feet, but it does make a difference. And I noticed that with the large shrubbery gone, what we see now is a part of a whole house air conditioning system, which is prominent. And frankly, we need to keep as much green space as we possibly can. I've seen an awful lot of front yards that have been paved over for parking. And I think at the very least, we should reduce the or eliminate the pavers that were added to the original width of the driveway and bring it back to where the driveway had been before. Pavers look very nice, but frankly, they're eliminating as the green space that frankly we need to save as much as we can. We're in a very dense district. And when we have rain and or snow, it's much better if it gets filtered through the ground. And that means the ground has to be exposed. So I fully support Helen in that regard.
Okay. Thank you, Sharon. Sharon, while you're commenting on that, what about the driveway? So I can see that Francisco installed some, it looks like some high quality pavers. The guidelines don't, the guidelines say concrete is the typical material for driveways, but the materials that they're using, they're a little bit more durable in terms of cracking for northeastern winters.
Yeah, in that regard, I'm glad you brought that up. The pavers on the driveway, they are not intrusive. They're subdued enough to be complementary to the stairs and to the foundation of the house. So in that regard, being complementary, I would leave the driveway pavers as they are now. It's just the width of the driveway that I'm concerned about.
Right. So the guidelines specifically say that a driveway can be no wider than 10 feet. So I think that's the rule of thumb that we go here, that we should go by here. Okay. Also, the driveway is now extended all the way to the back of the building. With the new adjustments, I would say that, for the most part, it's fine, but it should be reduced to about where you see the bay window, because we're supposed to be minimizing the pavement surfaces in this neighborhood.
I agree. I don't know how much green space there is behind the house, but
I have a big backyard, actually.
Okay. All right. Limiting the length of the driveway to the bay windows on the side of the house, I think is quite appropriate.
I mean, part of the
The original driveway was beyond that. It went to like 3 feet from the fence in the backyard.
So Neil, we're looking at an image. Neil, we're looking at an image of your property right now on the screen. And the driveway goes to the bay window. It looks like there's a bump out for a bay window for both the first and second floors. The driveway goes to that
bay window. I don't have a bay window.
It's some sort of bump out here on the side of the profile of the building. Regardless, there's a small walking path back there, and I'd be okay restoring that. But as a staff person, I feel that the driveway has to be brought back a little bit to expose some more of that green space.
Right, preserving the green space of side yards is part of the part of the standards for the district, not just the front yards.
Correct.
Okay. And I think restoring that now would be restoring that green space, I think, is important. And I agree. It seems like there was a walkway and that, which is in bad condition in that photo. That seems like that would be appropriate to be reinstated.
It's a projection. I called it a bay window because I assumed it was a bay window, but the projection on the side of the house. Yes.
Great. So let's talk about the condenser now. So Neil, is that that condenser, was that always there and now it's just exposed because the tree is gone?
Yeah, it's been there for about 25 years, maybe 30 years.
Can you, okay. Do we have a photo of that? Can you go back to a photo of that?
Sure can.
And it was quite visible from the street before.
I'm talking about the one, too. As we're looking at the front of the house, it's to the left of these stairs. And
in this
photo, it looks quite new, but...
No, it's not new. I mean, it's been there for quite... You could look at the pictures from before. It's been there for a long time.
Nick, can you show us a photo? I'm sorry, I'm not seeing it. Can you show us a photo or just even point on the photo where on the picture where it would be?
Yeah, I'm bringing it back up right now.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Yeah, we're keeping you busy, Nick.
I know. My fingers don't move that fast. All right, let's see here. Here we go. Okay.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
So if that's been there for a while, you know, it's fine, but it'll need to be screened. Or you can relocate it. So, I mean, I'm fine with either way. Commissioners, what do you think?
I think screening it would be acceptable. It seems like there's a dirt area that's still there, an area of soil that plantings could be put in front of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of too. And that, I really want that. I don't like looking at that very much. I mean, it was visible, but you know, because of that huge bush, it was kind of in the shade all the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The other thing that I'd like to bring up, commissioners, with due respect, I mean, so what's been put in the place of where that, you know, where the yard was on the left-hand side as you're looking at the house is a large planted area, which has much more greenery than as a matter of fact, I got fined because I had a wisteria that went bizarre, you know, berserk, and I had planted that myself, being conscious of, you know, wanting to make the front of my house look good, but it really didn't look that good because the wisteria was like, I got fined for it because it went over the fence.
Yeah, so it's invasive too.
What's that?
The wisteria
is very invasive.
Yeah.
So what's there now in that round, that's all going to be planted. And in front of the air conditioning unit will be planted too, because I'm with you. I mean, I love my neighborhood and I love my house. And, you know, this is all, I mean, that little yard space was, you know, was tough to traverse. Wasn't easy to maintain, very weedy. And so this, you know, this is a much nicer kind of landscaping. And we're very conscious of having as much green as we can, both in the backyard and, you know, in the front area. So, you know, we appreciate the historical nature of this neighborhood.
Thank you, Neil.
You know, I have to disagree with that. This was traditionally a front yard with grass and plantings that is now essentially a paved front yard. And that area is actually relatively small compared to the whole other side over on the, as you're looking to the right between the house and the apartment building. And that whole area is now paved coming right up to the sidewalks. There had been shrubs around the property. It's essentially a front yard, and the area that has the shrubbery is a very small comparatively to the front yard overall. And to me, it's exactly the type of thing that the district was intended to prevent from happening. I can understand if for reasons of mobility, the property owner needs to have like a walkway that goes from the lowest from the stair, the bottom of the stairs, over to the driveway to have a walkway to get from the driveway, excuse me, from the house to the driveway, you know, especially if there are mobility issues. But for the rest of the front yard to be paved, I think is just so in defiance or in you know, opposite of the intent and the requirements of the guidelines that I think that needs to be, to me, that needs to be remedied.
So I think there's a, is there a sidewalk outside of this property? There is. Okay, I'm looking at it right now. Okay, so the reality of it is that I don't, you guys can see this red line that I drew, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's this section right here, which, you know, it's a large section, but so how would we want to approach this? We can do what Helen recommended, which would be a pathway from the top stairs to the sidewalk, and or a pathway to the driveway. It could be both. It could be one.
I was suggesting a pathway to the driveway. If the homeowner needs a pathway from his stairs to his driveway, I was suggesting that would be acceptable.
Okay.
Like kind of parallel to the sidewalk, but at the point where the stairs are.
Sure. So based on that, Helen, it sounds like very little has to be altered. Let me just, so it looks like, in Helen, if I'm correct here, let me know. We really only have to make a modification essentially right here, right?
So well, I disagree with that. I think it should start at the sidewalk. Okay. And, excuse me, at the edge of the driveway, and
yeah, there's more. You're saying that there's more. You think that there's more over here that should be paved, I guess.
I think the yard should be reinstated as it was, but I can understand. I don't know whether there was a walkway from the house to the driveway at the point of the stairs. That would be acceptable to me if there was. And if there wasn't, would be acceptable to me to be installed. Right. So to me, the green space needs should be restored with, you know, and should go over to the edge of the driveway.
I see.
And it should go over to the edge of the building on the other side that borders on that apartment building.
Sure.
So and should come to the sidewalk.
Okay. So Helen, just so I understand your recommendation, we're obviously, you know, we're making the recommendation for the driveway to be like this, right? So right. We're going to reduce the length at the rear, and then we'll have a half here. Like, obviously not these exact dimensions, but you get the gist. Similar to this, but so, you know, this, let me get my note. This stuff, uh-oh. Sorry.
Hello?
We're still here, Neil. So this will be green here, and then this will be green here, right, Helen? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that there's already a path from, if I understood the homeowner to say, there's already a path from the stairs to the driveway, yeah. So that would just be reinstated. That's up closer to the house.
Yes.
And then from that path to the sidewalk, there's green space.
Perfect.
That, to me, should be.
Yes. So that would be down here, right, Helen?
Right.
That's okay.
That's my view and my interpretation of the guidelines.
Gotcha. Sharon, what are your thoughts on that?
If I follow the discussion, we are retaining the sidewalk, or rather, we're retaining the walking path from the driveway to the bottom of the steps.
Correct.
We are not keeping the sidewalk, the public sidewalk to the steps part. We're asking that be returned to green space. Is that correct?
That's Helen's recommendation, what? Correct.
All right, that is to me the easiest solution, and it would give us more green space. And frankly, I know we're talking about small amounts, but everything matters.
Sure.
And access to the front steps are entirely easily done with the driveway as we are going to let it stand.
Sure.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Great.
So I just have a comment. I think if the landowner would like to change or improve the appearance of the landscaping, should we have the submittal of a landscaping plan, because, you know, it does it does to me. I know, you know, we want to encourage open space, but I think it does overall look better now than it did. So I think we should be open to alternative. Like, we don't have to restore, we don't have to have the landowner restore the precise nature of landscaping, right? Just add landscaping in open space. So I think maybe we should ask for a landscaping plan.
I think that's a great idea.
Good point.
Hello, I'm sorry. This is Deanna Fulp. I am the co-owner. And I just wanted to chime in. We have a clarifying question, Neil and I do. Are you suggesting that there is no walkway as you walk down the stairs, exiting the house, straight to the sidewalk?
That is the discussion as it is being discussed right now. We have no final answer just yet, but commissioners, would you be open to allowing the path to continue to the sidewalk as well?
I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but I just want to clarify that if we are trying to move back towards the pre-existing design, there was a traditional walkway, kind of where the mailman came up, that went straight to the sidewalk from the stairs. And I do think that given the nature of the house and its historical presentation, that seems odd to me that we would eliminate that and make it only accessible from the driveway. There was a small walkway from the driveway that kind of merged towards the stairs, and there was also a straight, you know, perpendicular to the sidewalk. So if you're walking along, you turn left or right directly at 90 degrees to go up the stairs. So I just want to make sure I understand what you're proposing.
Yeah, I think that's actually appropriate. It's because the photo is so overgrown, it was hard to realize that original stair, there was a walkway from the stairs to the sidewalk, perpendicular to the sidewalk. You couldn't even see it there, but that is typical of most of the houses. And you need that to walk out. If you're proceeding as a pedestrian leaving your home, instead of having to walk over to the driveway and then walk down from there, that makes sense to have a walkway that goes from the stairs to the sidewalk. Because this is so overgrown, I could not see that was actually originally there. But to me, that completely makes sense too. I guess what I'm advocating for is to reconfigure with possibly different plantings, but to reconfigure the green space as it was previously, and to restore essentially restore the square footage of green space that was there with, you know, as Kirsten suggested, with an appropriate landscaping plan to be submitted to staff. And yes, I completely agree that there should be a walkway from the stairs to the sidewalk.
Can I say something?
Thank you for clarifying. And in terms of a landscaping plan, we would be happy to submit something. However, in the meantime, we have preserved and kept all of our ancient iris bulbs, and we actually took up a lot of the plants so that they wouldn't be damaged, with the intention of putting them back where they were once everything was done. Would it be okay for us to at least just plant those for now? They've been in pots for too long. It's the same plants that were right beside the stairs before, beautiful irises for decades.
I think that's fine. I think our landscaping plans aren't going to get into the fine minute details like that, but I think there would be an area for perennials. So I think that's suitable.
And certainly preserving plantings that have been historically part of the property seems to be like a positive thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Before Francisco.
Hi, Franco.
Thank you. So what you see, the green space that you're talking about in the front of the house, they were nasty. It was a nasty chain link fence that I recommended Dr. Redliner to remove, because it just made, you may think there is a beautiful greens, but it was just weed and decayed chain link fence that it did not look attractive at all. There was another chain link fence on the other side of the walkway that was connecting the pedestrian walkway to the staircase. So there was a walkway that was paved, had pavement, and we replaced that with pavers. On the right-hand side of the staircase, we did not touch anything at all, but instead we added 10 bushes against the fence. So as they grow, they will melt into the fence, and then you would just see a green fence,
yeah,
sort of speak.
Yeah,
right there. So you see there were two fences, one on the right and one on the left, and there was an existing walkway from the pedestrian to the staircase, and another walkway from that walkway connecting the driveway.
Yep.
Obviously, because the bushes, they were so overgrown, and you see a lot of green, but once you remove that, it looks open. There is still enough space to add more landscaping, more bushes, and perennials or in annuals on both sides and also in the front. Also in the rear of the house, we just added a little bit more because he needs to secure a motorcycle, mm-hmm. a moped.
Gotcha.
And behind that, there is still enough space, and we're planning to plant a maple tree, a Japanese maple tree, to make it more sure. beautiful.
That all sounds great, but we can just include that on the planting plan, and I think that will be fine. Everything that you're saying sounds fine, and of course, removing the chain link fence is definitely an improvement. So everything that you're saying is fine in terms of landscaping.
And can I just comment regarding the chain link fence? That definitely is an improvement to remove it. And fences are not. There are some fences in the neighborhood, but they're not a typical characteristic of the neighborhood. So we would not be looking for the homeowner or the property owner to replace that fence with any other kind of fence. If they wanted to put, a lot of the properties do have a little shrub row along to define the edge of the property. And if they wanted to do that, that would be a nice idea. It's not, I'm just suggesting that that's not a requirement, but I don't think we would be looking for them to put any kind of fence because it's not really a typical characteristic of the neighborhood, and certainly the chain link fence, removing it is a positive factor.
Yeah.
Deanna here again with Neil. On the fence, absolutely agree. We have to, the chain link fence was part of the problem and why we sought to make some improvements. One of the issues is that as you all probably well know, in our neighborhood, there are also a lot of college students. And we were constantly dealing with trash being thrown in the yard, tossed, I mean, just on a daily basis. Bushes will work there, but in some way, we are hoping to hold back the tide of garbage that just accumulates when the wind blows, because it is green space. So it does catch the Fritos bag in the leaves and the beer cans and everything else, precisely because, you know, they blow off of a paved space and they, you know, enmeshed in the property, and the weeds. So we have always wanted to get rid of the chain link fence. I do think we have to put our heads together with Francisco to figure out if it's a small hedge, which we could submit on the plan or something like that. But to have it just sort of one level straight out to the sidewalk is problematic. I'll leave it at that.
Thank you very much. So I think we've discussed everything about this project, and commissioners, based on what you're saying, it sounds like we have to make some just minimal changes, fortunately for Neil and Francisco. But does someone have a motion? I can help you craft that if needed. Oh, wait, public comment. I know Sharon's going to say that.
Give me one sec.
Sure.
Okay, so we will now move on to public comment. Members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand or type your question into the chat via the application in the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email at aberdeenacdc@boston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle at Boston Landmarks and using the hashtag #ABMay13th. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. Please keep your comments related to the topic under the purview of the commission. Each member of the public will have 1 minute to address their concern. Please state your name and address followed by your comments. If someone has already spoke to your point, please state your name and address and indicate that you concur with the comment that has already been mentioned.
Great. So it does not appear that we have any public comment. So we can go ahead and close the public comment portion.
Okay. And just to repeat with what Nicholas said, is there a motion from a commissioner?
I'll try to make a motion to break it into segments as regarding the driveway, that the pavers that have been installed are an acceptable material, but the driveway should be reduced back to, the length should be reduced to what it was previously, ending just about the beginning of the bump out of the building, and should be 10 feet wide. Regarding the front lawn, that the paver should be removed from the front lawn, the front yard, and green materials and plantings installed in the front yard in a manner, you know, typical for the neighborhood. Although it does not have to be exactly as it was previously, and that the property owner should draw up a landscaping plan, which would be remanded to staff, and unless staff finds any serious problems with it, otherwise does not need to come back to the commission. Staff could review the landscaping plan and oversee that being implemented. And the stairway will have they're planning to install the, I think it's called fascia, to complete the work of the of the stair. Is there any concern about that, the overseeing of what that material is or how that looks, or is that just kind of a standard? I'm sorry, I'm getting a little to the side.
No, that's okay. It's a great question. So fascia boards, they're typically either wood or, you know, a brass or a metal to protect it, you know, like a kick guard. Right, right. So we could just request that it either matches the tone of the trim and or clapboard, or we can... I just lost my train of thought.
They're either stone or
or a metal, like a copper kick plate, if desired.
Would you want to review that? Should we ask for that to be reviewed by?
Better safe than sorry. So yes.
Yeah. So then this fascia board is going to be installed, and that material and color will be also reviewed by staff, but does not need to come back to the commission. And that the homeowner is going to reinstall the already pre-existing stair railings, so those are, you know, acceptable as they are.
Great. They have already been.
They're the same ones.
So that does not even need to be included. Okay.
And then Helen, just the screening for the.
Oh, and then there's the. Is that an air conditioning unit?
Yep.
On the front left side of the house, as you look at the house, it was already kind of a planting area, that some plantings will be installed to buffer and shield that air conditioning unit. And again, that could be part of the landscaping plan that would be reviewed by staff.
Perfect.
I just have a question. I may be confused with BLC for a moment, but do we vote on violations?
Yes, because they submitted an application.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And it's one other element. They will have a walkway. They will kind of restore a walkway from the stairs to the sidewalk that would go perpendicular to the sidewalk. And I believe also it's a walkway that goes from the stairs to the driveway. Mm-hmm. And regarding the driveway segment, I'm sorry, this is sort of jumping back to that, but where they pull the driveway back to where the original dimension was just before that bump out of the house, they can have a walkway that goes along the edge of the edge of the house perimeter, kind of restoring what is actually already was a pre-existing there. So restore the green space above the driveway, but with allowing a walkway right at the edge of the building to go to the backyard.
Perfect.
Question? Neil, about the stairs, the fascia?
The fascia is going to be clapboard, right?
Yes.
Is that what we agreed on?
That's fine. Yeah. As long as it matches the color of the house.
Oh, it will. It didn't before. It was the color of the old trim of the house. That's what it was before we did this work.
We'll get it figured out. Neil, hang tight for just 1 second. We're going to finish up this motion, and then we can discuss that.
Okay.
So do we have a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Sharon.
Great. So I'll take the roll call vote. Commissioners can say yay, nay, or abstain. Sharon?
Yay.
Helen?
Yay.
Kirsten?
Yay.
Nikita? Yay. And application 210930 has been approved.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Nikita. So Francisco and Neil, you're all set. Some pretty minimal changes that we'll have to make. So I think you ultimately you dodged a bullet there. But so I'll get you a letter with all these details so that we know how to move forward. And we'll get you all set and ready to go in no time. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in tonight, folks. We're going to move on to some other commission business, but you're welcome to log off if you'd like. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Commissioners. Next we have are the administrative items. Sorry, Nikita.
No, it's fine. I didn't want to cut you off.
Yeah.
Do you want me to continue with the next item?
Yeah, please. Yes.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is administrative approval for application 210931. For 1680 and 1682 Commonwealth Avenue. The applicant was Catherine, I'm gonna butcher the last name. Proposed work is joint repointing in kind, replace deteriorated stills and lintels in kind, repaint black metal rails and install chimney caps. That's what I have here.
All right.
So Nick, I'll need a little guidance here. I always get all messed up with the administrative approvals.
Yeah,
if this is like same process, or if it's just a matter of making a motion to approve it.
So we do need to take public comment. So you do have to read the public comment field.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay. So members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand or type your question into the chat via the application in the Zoom meeting platform. If you're calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or you can send your question to staff via email at aberdeenacdc@boston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle @BostonLandmarks and using the hashtag AB May 13th. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. Please keep your comments related to the topic under the purview of the commission. Each member of the public will have one minute to address their concern. Please state your name and address, followed by your comments. If someone has already spoke to your point, please state your name and address and indicate that you concur with the comments that are already mentioned.
So there are no public comments, so we can go ahead and close out the public comment field.
Okay. So public comment is now closed. So I can take roll call on this, right?
So someone will have to make a motion.
Okay. Yes. Does any commissioner have a motion?
A motion to accept as presented.
Excellent. I second the motion. I will now take roll call. Sharon?
Yay.
Helen?
Yay.
Kirsten?
Yay.
And Nikita? Yay. And the application has been approved.
Correct. And next up would be meeting minutes.
Excellent. Let me see. Nick, really quick, can you give me the date for those last ones?
It would be for April 18th. Let me look real quick. What was it?
April 8th.
April 8th, thank you.
I just looked on the calendar. That was the second Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay, so the third segment is the ratification of the April 8th, 2021 public hearing minutes. Do we have a second to this motion?
I'll second it.
Excellent. I now will take roll call. Commissioners can say yay, nay, or abstain. Sharon?
Yay.
Helen?
Yay.
Kirsten? Did she leave?
Yay.
There she is.
Okay, there you are. And Nikita, yay. And the minutes have been ratified.
Great. So for staff updates, thank you all for a great year. I was supposed to do it this month, but I didn't. So we'll be doing the revote for chair and vice chair. I think Nikita has been doing a fantastic job. And, if you wanted to do it more, I would certainly welcome that, but be thinking about that in the near future. And then if you ladies have a couple seconds, we are rolling out our online application program, where all of our applications for every single district that we have will now be completed online. And I'd love to give you a quick demo if everybody has maybe 3 minutes. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, just to give you an idea. So ultimately, this is to make our processes simpler for the constituents, which will also create better compliance. So I just wanna, I'm gonna log on here. Let's do this. So the program that we used is a program called NAC, if any of you have used it at all. But it was actually, so I built this myself because we weren't able to get our technology department to get this up and running. So I just did it myself. But I wanted to show you the cool features that we have here. And of course, it's not working at this point because that is how things work.
Because that's what happens with technology.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, yes.
All right, here it is right here. I'll bring it up. We've been trialing it through Beacon Hill right now, and it's going pretty smoothly. So we expect to roll this out in the next month or so. So I'll just show you the program. Okay, let's do this. All right. So here is our online application program. Can you guys see this?
Yes.
Perfect. So I'll show you what we can do here. So this is the applicant portal. So I'll use my test email. And so applicants will be able to create their own account and check on the status of their application all from one platform. In addition to that, we'll also have functions where you can submit public comment online and it will automatically tag to your application so that if there is a general consensus in the public that there are features of your project that are not well received, you'll have the opportunity to adjust that right then and there. But you can also track all of your applications. When staff reviews them, we'll tell you exactly what's going on with the application, if there's missing information, if your hearing's been scheduled. In addition to that, all of our online letters that we generate after a hearing will be generated automatically now. So I don't have to actually physically type every single letter that we have for our applications. They get generated by the system automatically, which I'm so excited about.
Yeah.
But yeah. And but it's a pretty quick and simple process here. There's a user interface and there's an employee of City Hall interface. And it's just like the paper application, except there's fewer areas for error. So for instance, there's sometimes information that's left off applications. Because this is now an online form, we can now require it and you can't move forward without that information. So for instance, existing condition photos. Yeah. And then the cost of work. All of these are required, but we routinely have them missing from applications. So this is going to significantly improve our processes and give us a little bit more free time to work on some other projects. Additionally, this talks to the building department. So we can put freezes on files when there are outstanding violations. So that way, for instance, if there was someone submitted an application for an extension to their property, but we have found that there was an outstanding violation from 4 years ago for unapproved windows. Well, we can freeze their account now and tell them you can't apply for work unless you apply for work that includes the ratification of a violation. So we'll have greater transparency there and a greater ability for us to ensure that violations get ratified in a timely manner with additional work that's being applied for. So all of that is integrated into this. You can also sign online if you have a computer that allows you to do so, a touch screen. So it just lets you use your signature. That's not my signature, but just so you know. So all of this is here, and then we'll eventually be rolling out a payment process where you can pay your application fee online, but that's coming a couple months from now. But the meat of the project is complete, and we're happy to say that we're ready to roll it out very soon to all 10 of our districts and the Boston Landmarks Commission. So this will be available on boston.gov, and it should make our process a lot easier for both staff, the commission, but most importantly for the applicants, so that they can feel comfortable going through our systems and procedures and not feel as though it's a burden. So this is my pet project that I've been working on for about a year now. And
very good, Nick.
Thank you. I'm quite proud of it because I really feel like it's going to streamline our processes so that we can get to some other things that have been on the back burner. So this is the program. It will be launched on July 1, and going forward, we will not allow paper applications after that. There's also a lot of stuff behind the scenes that will help us file projects and streamline the process for our admin as well. So I hope you're as excited as we are, but it's going to be a great thing, and it'll be great for the neighborhood. So that's it.
Can I just make a couple of questions and comments? Fantastic. And I just I was going to ask you whether there's a payment segment, but obviously that's coming. So in the meantime, what do people do? Like, do they still have to send in a check just for this gap period?
Yeah, that's a great question. So right now, we do ask that they just mail in a check. After you hit submit, there's
Nick have to kind of just make sure that you get that check that belongs to that.
Exactly.
I mean, that's going to be just an interim period. It sounds like
there's a field and you know what, I'll actually log into the staff portal to show you what we see. So let me just get into that right here. Okay. So this is the staff portal. So you'll log in here and you'll see that you have all of the staff at the Boston Landmarks Commission. If you go to me, of course, it's the most applications, but you'll see down here that, this is what we have. So it'll have an alert program that says it's awaiting the fee.
Right. Yeah. And then when you go in and enter that you've gotten it.
Yep. So we have the fee here, and then we'll enter the check number, and then they'll be able to move forward.
Okay.
The, the great thing that we have on this program here is the ability to just indicate what's missing, and it'll send out automatically through an automated email, whereas now we have to do everything manually. So for instance, this property here is in Beacon Hill. They have outstanding requirements. I've indicated here are the outstanding requirements, and the applicant will get an email saying, we can't continue until we have these pieces of information.
One other question. This is fantastic. I've made several applications on behalf of my building, and we were doing our masonry restoration project over a 5-year period. And then for my personally, for like windows for my unit. So like I've gone through this process several times. And actually, so this is fantastic to be able to do it online. But Mike, a question I have is, when you're doing your application, if you have started it and then you realize you get to a point where there's something you don't know yet, like, can you save it?
Yes.
Through?
Yes.
Because that was always a really frustrating part of how it was before. You had to do the whole thing at once and you couldn't save it. And then you might, you know, after a while, I kind of got to know what the information was that was in it because I did several applications. But, the person doing it to start out with, they're coming in, they're typing their name, their address, their blah, blah, blah. Then they get to, like, a question they can't answer or they don't have the photos yet or something. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you just wasted all your time doing that and you have to start over later. So it really was a frustrating, talking about the user experience, it really could be a frustrating experience for the the citizens that we have regulations we want them to follow, but we want their process to work as easily as possible
for exactly them. So right,
that is fantastic to me. Yeah, they can start and hold off, hold it until they can complete it.
Right, so you can hold applications while you're working on them. So here's the edit section. So this is an applicant from Beacon Hill, so he has all of his information here. You can save this at any time and come back to it.
That's fantastic.
Not only that, the commission has the ability to reject an application and return it to the applicant for additional information.
And then they can fill in more.
Correct, yeah. So
yeah, that's great.
Yeah, we also have the ability to make modifications to this for a period of time, and after which it'll lock out. But we have the ability to do that as well. You can do all of that, and you can come back to it if you need it, if you're not ready.
Oh, this is great. This is going to make it so much easier.
Yeah, yeah, it really is, honestly. And then if you're an applicant, you'll see a screen similar to this. This is my screen. This is what I'm working through. But you'll see all of this if you have multiple applications. For instance, if you're an architecture firm and you're filling out these for your clients, you'll see all of these and you'll be able to keep track of them. And then you'll be able to keep a history down here where you'll be able to search using different variables, and we'll have a complete digital record in case there's any questions about that. Additionally, violations. We'll have areas to keep records of violations and whether or not they've been resolved, and we'll be able to catch more in terms of when people are applying for other things, we can say, hey, you also have this that needs to be completed before anything else is done. And not only that, it's compliant with all of the legislative rules of our commission. And then we also have reporting for behind the scenes, where we can get total applications, for instance, of demolitions, or total applications that are requiring new construction. And then we can get the dollar value, and we can use that to process improve in the future, especially for the mayor's office when they need data. They typically need it quickly, and this program will be able to send it to them almost instantaneously. So, so that's kind of where we're headed now, and that's basically it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So
you're like really multi-talented.
Congratulations!
I guess
this is a big deal.
There's been a lot of sleepless nights, and I've been trying to do this. We've been begging for the past 3 years for this program from our IT department, but they're overwhelmed as well. So we just took it into our own hands, and we're going from here. So that's
considering what's been happening with the developing projects going on, it's not going to calm down anytime soon.
Right. So it'll be great to keep reports of all of these things. So we're excited. And then again, now that we'll have time, we'll be able to update some of these other things, like some of our districts that don't have comprehensive plans like Aberdeen does. We'll make some of their rules and regulations more restrictive so that we can keep the historic character of those neighborhoods as well. So that's basically it. I'm glad you guys like it. Once it's up and running, I'll send everybody a note to let them know. And if anyone has any questions, feel free to let me know.
Okay, so Nick, moving on to more professional things. Once we find out how successful it is, to whom do we write so that you can get a raise and a promotion and a few other things?
Well, Sharon, that's very kind of you, but full disclosure, I just got a significant raise based on cost of living.
Very good.
So I doubt they're going to give me a new raise, and it was quite a hefty raise that I'm quite pleased with. So I hope you like me because I'm not going anywhere.
Good, because it takes, Helen can confirm this. We've had so many staff representations since we began meeting. It's really nice not to have to start cold every 18 months.
I get it. I totally get it. So you're lucky that I like what I do, and now I'm paid a livable wage, so we can. I'll be here.
You can stay here.
Yeah. So that's it. If somebody just wants to make a motion to adjourn the hearing,
sure. But before I adjourn, congratulations, Nick. We love you here and we're happy to have you.
Thank you very much.
Did a wonderful job on the website and thanks. We're happy that you got more money so you can live. That's important.
Need to live.
That's really important. So I'll make the motion to adjourn. Let's see. So right now the time is 5:10. Do we have a second to the motion?
I'll second it.
Excellent. Let's see. I will now take the roll call. Kirsten?
I think she left.
It's okay. Helen?
Yay.
Sharon?
Yay.
And Nikita? Yay. This meeting is now adjourned.
Great. Thank you so much, ladies. All.
Thank you.
See you next month.
Thanks. We'll see you soon. Nice. All right. Oh, ladies.
Yes.
Sorry. So the mayor has been talking about returning to normal. So just prepare yourself. We may be going back to City Hall soon. I have already volunteered to go back as soon as possible. But once the governor removes that suspension of the rules for open meeting, we'll be required to have in-person meetings. So just keep that in mind for future reference, okay?
Okay.
Cool. All right.
Very good.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
You too.